This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
No further debate. The question is on the passage of the bill as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill as amended is passed.
The Senate passed the Paycheck Protection Program and Health Care Enhancement Act with additional funding for the Paycheck Protection Program, hospitals, and testing.
All right, so what does it all mean? It means that we've moved in a few other directions. As we look at some of the numbers always at the top, it's going to be an interesting show looking at the positive signs that don't look quite as positive. It's the yin and the yang. It's the world that we live in now, certainly. I feel like we're on a seesaw. One day we're up, the next day we're down. One day we're up, the next day we're down. I really have to applaud at the beginning of the show, though, what the frontline workers are doing. And who are the frontline workers? There are so many. But in particular, I'm thinking tonight of the healthcare workers, and more of their stories are out there because social media has soared, meaning Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, especially Twitter has really exploded, been reignited by a lot of people. So you have nurses and doctors and other people that work in hospitals that are getting off of long shifts and have seen some horrible things, particularly in what I call the hottest zone of all still, is that tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, where we have lots of listeners and 20,000 people with the coronavirus, meaning 20,000 people have died from the coronavirus in that area. So some of what they've seen, it's now very commonplace that an iPad is just readily available, several of them, so that you can immediately Zoom with a patient's family because they're dying. And they're saying goodbye, if they can even say goodbye, depending on the ventilator situation, but at least they can see them. And while there are some signs of hope, even in New York, there still is much more to get through. When I say it's like we're on a seesaw, part of that is because of the response of some of the other states. And it's that tug of war over reopening, what's the right thing to do. Is there going to be this second wave? What does that look like? Is it in the wintertime? It's that giant question mark that now we all have to embrace and live under as one, because it's not somebody who is used to being flexible and letting life unfold and they're very zen. No, everybody is in that same spot. We're in this together, we are. Whether we like it or not, we're under the same umbrella. By the way, if you just tuned in, my name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for doing so. And I appreciate all of the emails that I get. Trust me, I read them all. We can't put them all on the air when we go to our mailbag segment, but we get to as many as we can. If you have any thoughts, you can always send them my way 24/7. I don't even need a shield or anything because, you know, it's a drive-through with no calories. So 24/7, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, tell me what's going on in your area. I say that this show is for you because it's about what's happening in your backyard, what's happening in my backyard that I'm passing on to you, and some of the conversations that we are having with really interesting people across the board and trying to lift you up too. So as much as there are down realistic numbers and things to talk about, because I don't want to be fake. I want to be authentic, and I'm not covering up what I know or what the numbers are just to make things light and nice. But we will do some lighter things to lift us up a little bit, right? You know, it's like somebody said to me, what if just 24/7 you were fed the same thing over and over and over and over, and it was awful, awful news? Well, of course, it would get to you. You have to take those breaks. And everybody knows that, even people that are hardcore news people know that you would have to do the same thing. So let's tell you the numbers and then talk about some of the other things that have happened around COVID-19, like immigration and what the president has decided to do with illegal immigration, for now anyway. But what we're seeing as far as the death toll, and this changes while we're on the air. I love the fact that I get to speak to all of you live, because this isn't Memorex from earlier in the day. No replay. We're on. 44,661 people have died from the coronavirus in the United States, and that's as of 15 minutes ago. So that's the latest numbers that I have, and that's reported numbers, checked numbers that I get through John Hopkins and other sources that I co-check it with. So I know that that number has got to be pretty darn accurate. But there could be other people, because we know the numbers are so stinking high with testing that wasn't being done, et cetera, that, yes, of course, somebody else could perish from it while I'm speaking. But that's the number we have, 44,661, and that is, staggering if you think about it, right? Then I look at certain cases, like in New York, 258,000 cases have been reported, and at least 19,000 have died since March 14th, when Governor Cuomo announced the death of an 82-year-old woman. It's such a populous state. New York leads the country in deaths per 100,000 people, residents there, and the neighboring states that I mentioned, the tri-state area, hit so hard. And of course it is because of the population, right? That population is what you're measuring that against. And then we know some of the other states, like Michigan and Massachusetts and Louisiana. Oh, my good pals in Louisiana, and those numbers are up. And I look at trends, and I look at what we're seeing, and I look at the infections per capita and what health officials are saying, and what it looks like day by day, because that picture can change so quickly. We'll get back to more numbers and, of course, the recovery numbers, because I think that's important. Nothing better than hearing the uplifting story of people who survive and leave after being on a ventilator or getting plasma or whatever the cure, whatever the cure seems to be that works for them for what they have going on. So the president has decided to suspend U.S. immigration for 60 days, and of course the pandemic makes sense. Job shortage, yes, we're spiraling, the economy, sputtering, I guess is a better way, I like that word better, but that's the rationale for this decision, is primarily economic, because millions of people have lost their job. So the U.S. is deporting people back to other countries, of course, meaning Central America, could be South America, wherever it is. It's not all just necessarily Mexico. People always assume, well, the majority is Mexico, but that's not necessarily true. There's so many from Central America, too. All right, we've just scratched the surface. Trust me on that. We come back on the flip side. Much more about COVID-19 in our lives today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now's the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity. In pursuing my dreams, I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds the red corpuscles in our blood, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves, and cancer dies in oxygen. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
You're hanging in, America, right? Some days are tough. I'll be honest. Some days are tough. And some days it's okay, right? I mean, I would say personality-wise, right? I was taught you'd be strong. It is strong. Just a little personal aside. I don't know why I feel compelled to tell you this, but, you know, we all have different things that happen to us in our life. And I had a fabulous family. I feel like I grew up with love and a family that taught me to have my opinions and don't come to the dinner table without an opinion and pay attention to current events, which is probably why I became a content junkie. And then it led me to being behind this mic ultimately. But And I'm sure you all have your roads of what, if you put the pieces together, why you went in a certain direction. But one thing on a personal note, when I was a kid, my father died when I was right before I turned, I was eight. I had just turned eight. And my brother was 3 years younger than me. I can remember my mother saying to me in the car, because it was tough, you know, breaking the news. And I can remember her saying, you have to be strong. You have to be strong for your little brother. So in my head, it was always about, ooh, you be strong. You know, pull yourself up with your from your bootstraps all the way up. And I admire so many people, too, that do that. And we've had so many authors on that have had hardships and why they wrote books and why we have them on. And so many other guests, a lot of them well-known, whether they're from the sports world or from the entertainment world or from the political world or from the business world. But you know what? Sometimes you just need to take in what's happened. Sometimes you need to take in what has happened to our lives. What has happened in 2020? It's like you see these memes, and I think humor is what you serve up. I mean, ultimately, it's the thing that can break some of the tension and can unite us, you know, a little bit of humor. And sometimes it might even seem inappropriate to people, but some of the cartoons and the memes that are going around saying, hey, 2020, let's flip the calendar already. You know, when you tilted the glasses on January 1st, what were you expecting 2020 to be like? And certainly not like this if we had that 2020 vision, right? We weren't expecting to be smashed with a pandemic that would possibly take our lives, our loved ones' lives, someone we knew, get us all sick, destroy jobs, destroy small business, which I love small business because small business is the backbone of what leads to bigger business if you trace back some of our biggest corporations even. I mean, that's America. That's capitalism. That's what we are as Americans. We roll up our sleeves and we get it done. We kick ass is what we do, right? Rosie the Riveter, think of things we've been through. Think of wars. Think of other things. And this is just really tough because this enemy and fighting this elusive devil that comes in different forms is just so devastating, right? So sometimes you got to take that in. Sometimes you have to take in, wow, this has happened to us. And then you got to look at on other days, you got to look at the lighter side of this. I mean, you do. And I look at New York, especially, and I brought up the tri-state area at the top as to how tough that is for the people living there. And then the wrestling with what should be reopened? Is it irresponsible? And why shouldn't it be open? And what if you do have social distancing? And what if you practice the correct things that will make it be safer? And when do you decide when to open? And when you decide not to open? And that gap in between, that is the crazy seesaw that we're on that is infuriating to so many people and so tough to really come to grips with. If only, I mean, to me, the availability of the tests is so key. If I could wave a magic wand and every single one of us could be tested, that would be the ultimate best thing that could happen. If everybody could just be tested, to me, then we could move forward in knowing who's asymptomatic. I say this over and over again from all the epidemiologists that I've talked to. If we could just have that, if we could know. And then people who can help other people, which there are people doing that already, who have survived COVID-19, and thank goodness for them. To me, we have our clapaholics, and the clapaholics are gathered to clap for not only the healthcare workers and everyone else on the front line, but the people who come through it, donate that plasma, help someone else out, and we're seeing some great recovery stories in lots of hospitals because of that. It's huge. It's huge. Particularly when we look at the CDC director warning of the second wave of coronavirus likely to be more devastating. So the CDC director, Robert Redfield, said in the most recent thing I've seen, I'm trying to get him on the show, but yeah, so is everybody else. But he said this in an interview with the Washington Post. He said, we're going to have the flu epidemic and the coronavirus epidemic at the same time. and having two simultaneously respiratory outbreaks would bring unimaginable strain on the healthcare system. The first wave of COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, has already killed, what did we say, more than 44,000 people across the country. And the key thing is it overwhelming the hospitals in your area? And it's revealed, and it has in so many places, and it's revealed some of the shortages that we see with test kits and, of course, depending on where you are, ventilators and protective equipment. We had my pal Allison on to talk about what her company was doing to get as much protective equipment to people that they could possibly get it, get the equipment to, and what was getting in the way. You know, she runs CoverTech, her company, and Allison Gilbert, who was on a couple of weeks ago, and she talked about where they were being log jammed because of the FDA and in doing what they had to do in China to get everything back to the United States, but that she was, people were reaching out to her from all over the place, from cops to, you know, wherever, all kinds of different cities, not just hospitals, etc. So that's so key, is that equipment. Redfield said that he, along with the White House Coronavirus Task Force, have emphasized the importance of social distancing. We know that, and the enormous impact it's had on this outbreak in our nation. So the good news is, you know, all of you as well, who have done that, who immediately did that, even if you thought it was asinine and didn't seem to make sense, and everybody seems healthy where you are. But I know so many people have done that. I'm so proud of the people in my neighborhood because they're doing it. And trust me, they want to hug, they want to touch, they want to go back to the way things were. And while all of that's happening, then there's the conversations about the potential for some places to open up. And to me, I'm very concerned for the people of Georgia, and I hope that they prove the worst wrong. I hope when hair salons and nail salons and tattoo parlors and massage parlors and whatever else it is open up, because they're going a different course. You know, it's like we're all on these ships, and you're the captain. And your captain says, you know what, I'm not going to follow the fleet. I'm going to take a different turn. And that's exactly what Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has decided to do. That I'm going to reopen parts of the state. I'm going to do that given the fact that we have been doing social distancing and that we aren't New York and all these other places. We're going to do that. We're going to allow this to happen. So to me, all of you in Georgia or who have family in Georgia, I have friends, I have family, I've spoken there so much. Last year was like a Georgia love affair for me because so many different people asked me to come and speak in Georgia. And I'm hoping the guinea pigs prove the naysayers wrong and all is well, and we don't have an incredible amount of people come down with COVID-19. Stay with us. I promise I'm climbing the ladder, and I'll get out on the other side.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has passed a nearly $500 billion coronavirus stimulus bill, which would replenish a small business payroll fund. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
There's an additional $25 billion for state-led COVID-19 testing plans and for research, development, and other testing support from key federal agencies.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It's much better to talk with us than steamroll us. And because we had input into the bill, it's a much better bill.
President Trump broke down some of the details of the bill.
We reached a deal that includes $382 billion in crucial small business support to keep workers on the payroll, $75 billion to aid hospitals, which really need the aid, and $25 billion to support coronavirus testing efforts.
This is USA Radio News. Some more good news showing on the coronavirus pandemic. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
For the first time since early April, the coronavirus death toll in New York has dipped below 500. Yesterday, Governor Andrew Cuomo said another 478 people had died, a number that had not been that low since April 2nd. Meanwhile, on the other coast, the first findings from Los Angeles County's coronavirus antibody tests are out, and they estimate hundreds of thousands may have caught the virus and not previously realized it.
And some bad news about a malaria drug that was pushed by President Trump for treating the new coronavirus. A large study involving nearly 400 patients at veterans hospitals across the U.S. showed no benefit and twice as many deaths occurring in the patients who were getting hydroxychloroquine than those who were receiving standard care. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Oh. You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Thanks to you and that group practicing social distancing who sent me their thoughts. Seriously, this is from a group listening to the show on KVOI, and they call themselves Dan and the Dukes. Hey, Kate, we've been listening to your show, and we like it. We're telling our pals all about you, and I know that you mentioned Arizona and the time that you have spent in Arizona. Promise that you will come here when the haze has lifted and the enemy has been defeated. I heard you talking about the planes the other day and the fact that so many are parked in our fair state. And I think it is a phenomenon to everybody else, but we are so used to the boneyards, as we call them. And it gave me a chuckle when I heard you mention it. And especially, you know, you've got a lot of aging planes, and most of them are scrap for parts and that kind of thing. But I guess now, because of what's happened, you've got planes that are just parked there because they're not being used. And I agree with you, to see the sight from up above is really quite spectacular in one way and quite depressing in another. Hey, thanks for that. Appreciate your gang that is practicing social distancing. I appreciate all of you for listening to the show. Yeah, it's really crazy. this air park where you're seeing, you know, the Delta jets that are just, they're just, of course, they're just parked. What are they going to do? This is, you know, storage, and you got to store them somewhere. So why not in the desert? It is really, I don't know, it's really wild to see it. It really emphasizes the severity of what has happened to us because of the, you know, COVID-19. And I've seen some of the overhead shots, and I have family involved in the airline industry, and, you know, planes to me are always so fascinating because of last year and the year before I flew a lot, and we took the show lots of different places, and I was speaking lots of different places, and there is something very sad about planes that are just parked. I mean, and this is all over the world, by the way. So we have Arizona, but, you know, you look at other parts of the world, and the same thing. They've got their planes that are parked because they're not flying, like El Al and Israel and any carrier that you can think of. They're just not flying. Flying a handful of planes, that's it. All right, let's move on. This one is from Susie, and Susie says, "Hello, Kate Delaney. I'm wondering, do you miss sports? I know that my husband wanted me to ask you that, and he wanted to ask me what you thought of Gronk reuniting himself with Tom Brady, and would we see the NFL this year? So what do you say?" First of all, I love that your husband asked that question, so you sent it in. I get asked all the time about sports, and I just, in fact, in our second hour, we're going to talk to Rick Cerrone, and I asked him about baseball, and he's the editor of Baseball Digest, and he's steeped in, his tentacles are everywhere in Major League Baseball. He used to be in the front office for the Yankees and for the Pirates as well. Anyway, so you'll hear what he has to say about that. But the NFL, the Gronk return, I was kind of surprised because of physically how he said he was ready to, you know, rip it all off. That's it. I'm done. And a year away from the game, just like a guy named Jason Witten, tight end for the Dallas Cowboys, he wanted to come back. You know, they miss it. And the fact that Tom Brady was with Tampa Bay, I think, made it intriguing. So he's worked out a deal. The Patriots worked out a deal to trade, and that was it. And, you know, he was under contract for one season and $10 million, the remaining portion of his existing deal with the Patriots. So that makes it even more intriguing. But the question about the NFL, I've said this now a couple of times, Eric Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, says, no big sporting events till 2021. So if he puts his foot down, you have two teams in L.A., two NFL teams. You have the Rams and you have the Chargers. So what, would they just play all their games on the road because they're not going to have any home games? Would there be other teams that would be under the same conditions? Like, think of the Giants and the Jets both play at MetLife Stadium. I don't know. And then this whole idea that, well, hey, by the way, there's going to be the second wave. When does that wave hit? Is it in the summer? Is it in the fall? Is it after the fall? I heard something about winter, and winter it comes back and it's vicious. And then if you look at warmer weather and it's not flu season, and I mentioned this already, and you have the coronavirus smashing into it at the same time, because those two will meet, then the summer you would theoretically would be better, right? It would be okay. But then when does it rear its head again and come back? So these are all decisions that, by the way, there's lots of different ideas that are being tossed out, but no definite decision. Although if you listen to what the commissioner is saying, yes, there's going to be an NFL season. Yes, as of today, we're watching everything, but as of today, there's going to be an NFL season. But I say it's to be determined, because how do we know? I mean, let's hope for the best. I want this devil gone too. Of course I do, and of course all you do. But otherwise, we're like forced to, sports-wise, watch things that have happened in the past and watch the draft and, you know, look at moves that are happening. But otherwise, it's not the competition and the sports that we're used to in the United States, certainly. All right, how about this one? Well, anywhere. How about this one from Red? I think Red is new. I don't remember Red anywhere. All right, and so Red says, Kate, I don't know if you talked about this or not. You might have talked about this, but what's happening with all of the stimulus checks? Are people starting to receive them, or should they be receiving them this week? Well, from what I've been told, and I had a conversation with somebody, I mentioned this with the IRS, that Wednesday people would start getting paper checks, and you may be someone who's already gotten a check, but it would have just happened. And then if there's direct deposit, that's going to happen faster as well. But remember, if you make less than $75,000, you're do the check. So if you're a couple, you know, you could be looking at $2,400 if that's what it, if that's your situation. But you know, you got to check back on it, because the IRS site wasn't, they say don't call us, because if you they're not going to answer questions about COVID-19. So you should get it soon. I mean, there's the answer. If you qualify, then you should get it. If you're eligible for it, then you should get it. And I hope that clears that up. But there's no, okay, this is going to be in the mailbox. It's supposed to be this week. I feel confident that what I was told is it's supposed to be this week. So do you get the $1,200 check? Do you get $2,400 if it's two of you? And it's the size of the check decreases based on income for people who earned more than $75,000 based on your federal, of course, tax return of 2019 or 2018 if you haven't filed yet. And that's it. And then from there, it, what I understand, it goes down every $5 for every $100 over $75,000. Make sure you get it. If you're supposed to get it, make sure you get it. All right, how about this one? This one is from Jesse, and Jesse says, Kate, is it a recipe for disaster? Is it the right thing to do when you look at Florida and when you look at Georgia? I hope it's the right thing to do, and I know it's all about looking at numbers, but God forbid that there's even a bigger outbreak in any of those places or other places who have decided to go for it and reopen. It's a good test for the rest of us to watch to see what that path looks like. Well, yeah, and of course, I'm cheering for the path to be clear. And it sounds like you're cheering for the path to be clear, too. So South Carolina, Georgia, Texas, Tennessee, and Florida have all announced kind of a limited easing of business and recreational closures and social gatherings, and all of this kicks in through the end of April. And what's interesting to note is in federal guidelines that they put out last week, you're supposed to have a 14-day downward trajectory, and none of those states actually have that. But of course, they don't have the staggering numbers that you see coming out of the tri-state area, see coming out of especially New York, where it is so scary when you hear people talking about what they've seen at the various hospitals where they're there in the COVID, I'll call them the wards, the floors, and they see young people, and it's tough. And it's tough to watch people stay away the way many of them have had to do some of what they've had to see. All right, we're closing out this hour with more from the Prez, by the way, on the 20 states reopening and some other odds and ends, because believe it or not, other things are going on in our world. Hang with us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now's the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Opening up America again, 20 states representing 40% of the U.S. population have announced that they are making plans and preparations to safely restart their economies in the very near future. So that's 20 states. It's about 40% of our country.
All right, so you hear the press, what he's saying, 40% of the country, they're going for it because of how they feel COVID-19 has not affected them as it has on other coastlines as badly. When you look overall at the U.S. compared to Spain, Italy, France, Germany, Britain, Turkey, you name it, I mean, sadly, we have the bonanza share of reported cases, over 800,000, 44,000 deaths. Now, thank goodness we have those positive stories about people that have recovered. And when you think of 44,000 deaths and 800,000, it's specifically 813,092. There you go. So when you look at that and then you look at the reported deaths, thank goodness we have those that are surviving. I mean, that's the deal. I want to hear more about that, and we're hearing more about that, that it might take a miracle or two. It may take being in the COVID unit and slowly getting weaned off the ventilator, but it works. And then people are there cheering them on when they come out the door with the masks on and get wheeled out. And that's the best, to me, the best sight. You know, it's like you think of the woman who just had the baby, and you have the balloons, and, you know, fathers, you can remember this, right? You're taking your wife, and you've got the wheelchair because they don't want to be in the wheelchair, but they had the baby, and that's the standard procedure. And you go with the wheelchair, and everybody's excited and happy, and it's like the best day ever. And it's like the best thing for me to see when I see any vid anywhere, whether it's Missouri, whether it's Louisiana, whether it's West Virginia, which they have really fended this off, wherever it is, Connecticut, etc., to me, there is nothing like seeing it. So now I go back to the statement I said before. Let's see what happens in these areas where they're slowly, in some cases being slow about it, slowly coming back to life with retail and other opportunities to reopen businesses. Does it work, or, God forbid, the spread of COVID-19 slams into those states even harder? In the beginning, we were talking about Italy so much. Oh, Italy, oh, it's terrible, it's awful. Milan, look at the Pope, he has to say the Mass. St. Peter's Square, no one's there. It's just awful, I can't even believe it. And especially it's hitting the Lombard region so horrible, terrible, terrible. And we weren't feeling that. But much bigger country, wide open spaces, Italy, 24,648 deaths. And, you know, we have way exceeded that number, obviously. And there's still more people they're finding in cases, although there has been an apex. I call it reaching the apex or flattening the curve. So the staying at home and the social distancing has got to be working for some areas, but does it hold up? And that's what is so key. How does it hold up? That's what we want to see. And I have my fingers crossed. I have everything going that I could possibly think of. So the Senate passed the $484 billion bill, by the way, for odds and ends. That's good news for anybody listening to me with a small business, an entrepreneur, anybody that falls into that category. And what does that mean? It'll replenish a small business loan program that's been overrun by demand and devote more money to hospitals and testing and whatnot. And there would be a separate small business emergency grant and loan program by $60 billion, direct $75 billion to hospitals, $25 billion to new coronavirus testing program. That's great. The House, boom, looking at this, and everybody's saying, yes, yes, yes. I mean, we're all on board with this. We saw what happened in the Senate. So the Paycheck Protection Program was designed to help firms with fewer than 500 workers, but a number of large companies found ways to get the funds in the past 2 weeks, leading to outrage, which is what we saw happen in some cases that would just crush the brands. Like a popular burger joint that decided to give the money back, that they weren't, because of looking at them up and looking at where their stock is, etc., Shake Shack, yeah, they gave back the $10,000. Because that wasn't really earmarked for that kind of a company. So the good news is more money is being made available for people to hopefully keep their footing at least temporarily as they re-rack. Because I say you got to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. Like it or not, so much is about reinvention right now. Reinvention, reinvention. Because how do you flip that switch? How do we change the way we're doing things if you have another wave? What happens deep into next year? You have to be ready for those possibilities. So the Paycheck Protection Program, I love that they're putting more money there, that there are people that will be able to get their hands on it, and that it's being directed, I think, with more oversight or more properly, I guess, from what I understand. And if this could be smoothed out, that would be a very, very good thing to see that happen, because who loves you, baby, and who needs it the most? You know, let's put it that way. And it's the entrepreneurs, it's the super, super small businesses that absolutely need it. All right, let's move on quickly to something else. And what is that? You know, what is the something else? The something else is, you know, Netflix, because all of us are captive now with this whole stay at home thing, streaming. Some people were like, streaming? What's streaming about? Going to the streams? I have no idea. Seriously, people were not clued into that, weren't doing that. Now Netflix added 15.8 million new subscribers in the quarter. Wow. I mean, this is a company that was getting slammed a couple of years ago for raising what they were charging, raising the rate they were charging members. But the stay-at-home orders increased the demand for Netflix. So they added more than 2.3 million new members during the January to March quarter, more than three times the 759,000 that analysts had expected. So they blew those expectations away. So their subscriber base is 183 million subscribers worldwide, 70 in the U.S., and 113 million internationally. Boy, content, content, content. I mean, they were producing things. They had just some of their newer shows were just released, and of course they've got the popularity of Tiger King, Murder, Mayhem, and Madness, which was viewed by a projected 64 million member households. I don't get it. I don't get it. Somebody told me I just have to watch it differently and I have to go deeper into it. I guess. Now, Ozark, I like Ozark, and I know some people don't like that series, but I think it's brilliant. And that was viewed by 29 million people. Think about that, 29 million people. So, boy, all of a sudden, Netflix looking really, really good, right? Their shares have climbed. Well, we see oil. Up, oil. We're below a dollar. But wait a second. The streaming service, Netflix, the shares there climbed 36% since the beginning of the year. Just mind-blowing. So somebody always benefits, right? Then somebody else always loses when you're in these situations. But this is territory, frankly, we have never been in. The comparisons to 9/11, the comparisons to 2008, to me, I've been through both. They don't wash. I went through 9/11 in New York. Yes, it was a crisis, a terrorist crisis. It was a different thing compared to what we are seeing now. Lives matter, people, all lives. Stay safe. Social distancing, you can do it. Oh, you can do it. Just stand on that little piece of property they give you when you go to the grocery store. I know you can. We're all in this together. Mahalo, everyone.
Crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity. In pursuing my dreams, I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.